feed a thoroughbred pachysaurus? Take it easy.
Rubba! Papa! Go!
Hey, off! Off, Dino! Off! No hitchhikers!
Fred, what in the world are you doing?
Just giving Pebbles a little pachysaurus ride. Now, suppose you tell me what you've been doing.
I went to the PTA meeting. You knew that.
You've been gone so long, Pebbles doesn't even know you.
I'm sorry, Fred. I didn't realize it was so late.
Down, Dino. Down, boy.
But you'll be happy when I tell you the news.
If it's about dinner being ready, I might respond. All right. That's enough, Dino. Come on, knock it off.
Dinner will be ready in a minute. Oh, these frozen dinners are so convenient. Just heat and serve.
Boy, I'm so hungry I could eat a horn-toed lizard. Hey, this is great. What is it?
Horn-toed lizard.
Delicious. I thought it was out of season.
Now, for the good news. I've been put in charge of the PTA's annual dramatic show.
Swell! Good for you!
And guess what play I've chosen?
Huh? I don't know. What?
Romeo Rock and Juliet Stone.
That's nice.
Isn't it exciting? It's the perfect play. Barney and Betty can play the Capulet slaves. I'll play Juliet Stone.
Good. You play Goldstone.
And you will be Romeo Rock.
And I will be Romeo.
Hold it! Hold it! I am not playing any Romeo Rock.
Oh, but you have to.
I don't have and I won't. No, sir. You're not going to get me up on that stage in tight pants and have me make a monkey of myself.
Oh, dear. Well, then I guess I'll have to ask Barney to play it.
Barney? Yeah. Oh, that's much better casting, yeah. He's more the romantic type. Barney is Romeo Rock. Ooh, this I gotta see. Right, Dino?
With love's light wings, did I overperch these walls?
No, Barney. It's not a question. You did overperch the wall.
Oh, I see. I already overperched the wall, huh?
That's right.
What's overperched?
It means to climb over.
Then that's what I'll say. With love's light wings did I climb over the wall.
If they do see thee, they will murder thee.
Alack, there's more danger in your eyes than 20 of their swords. If you just look sweet.
Ow!
Oh, gee, Hoppy, I'm sorry.
Barney, you're improvising.
Yeah, I told you I'd get better.
Yeah. Shall we go on?
Boy, what a dope. What a way to read a line. Why doesn't he put some feeling into it? Alack, there lies more peril in thine eyes than 20 of their swords. Look thou but sweet, and I am proof against their enmity.
I would not for the world they saw thee here.
I have the night cloak to hide me from their sight. And but thou love me, let them find me here. My life were better ended by their hate than death prorogued, wanting of thy love.
By whose direction foundest thou out this place?
By love, that first did prompt me to inquire! Down, boy! Heel. Down, boy! Then Juliet Stone says, a thousand times, good night.
Yeah.
Never mind, yeah. What's your next line? That's your cue.
Well, I know it is, but I like to hear you say it, Fred.
Uh-oh, the signal's gonna change up ahead.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Ding!
try it again. Now pay attention. Love goes toward love as schoolboys from their books. But love from love toward school with heavy books.
Hey, Fred, having an attack of spring fever?
Ding. Ding, ding, ding.
And to think I majored in public speaking.
Well, why don't you play the part, Fred?
Because the last thing in the world I want to do is be an actor. How many times do I have to tell you that?
Then how come you know the part of Romeo Rock by heart?
Because I want Wilma to have a good show, and I'm trying to help. Now do the line.
How silver sweet sounds lovers' tongues by night, like softest music to attending ears.
Romeo Rock.
What, Fred?
No, I'm not Fred. I'm Juliet Stone.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Fred. I mean Juliet Stone.
Watch out for that rock in the road. Turn the wheel.
Watch out for that rock in the road. Oh, Juliet Stone, turn the wheel.
You never were a good student, were you, Barney?
No, I was a teenage dropout.
And there's only one solution. If you're ever going to learn this part, we need help. Superhuman help.
Hey, superhuman. What about Gazoo?
But every once in a while, you do come up with a beaut. Gazoo!
Gazoo! We need you, Gazoo!
Report in, Gazoo!
Quiet, dum-dums. What's on your minds? And I use the term loosely.
Gazoo, Barney here is going to play the part of Romeo Rock and Romeo Rock and Juliet Stone.
Did you wake me up just to tell me that?
Oh, there's more.
I hope so.
I'm going to play the part, but I can't remember the lines.
I see. And you want me to fix it so you won't forget them, right? There you are. Now you know every spoken word in the drama Romeo Rock and Juliet Stone.
That right, Barn?
Sleep dwell upon thine eyes. Would I were sleep and peace, so sweet to rest.
Okay, don't overdo it. Oh, thanks, Gazoo. You're a pal.
Fine. Now let me get back to sleep.
Hey, hold it. There's one more thing.
Now what?
Make them read the part with more feeling.
That, dum-dum, is where I have to draw the line. Mechanics I can inspire, but personality is something you have to be born with. Now, if you don't mind, goodbye.
Hey, Gazoo, wait! Hold it!
Well, I almost made it.
We're late for work and the car's stuck.
Very well. But if I get you out, can I get some rest?
Sure. Take it easy, Gazoo!
Start your motor. You're on your own now.
Run, Barn, run!
I'm running already. Hey, that Gazoo is quite a card.
Yeah, king of jokers.
Hey, Fred, swing it over here.
Forsooth, if needs be, thou wilt have it where thou wouldst.
Come on, snap to it!
No need to shout, foul son of the earth. Mine crane will at your service be.
What's the matter with Flintstone?
It's that new show his wife is putting on, sir. Ever since they started rehearsing, he's been talking that kooky talk.
What show?
Romeo Rock and Juliet Stone.
Is he in it?
No, I think he's directing it. Boss, look out!
Uh-oh. Methinks I goofed.
Oh. If you can't keep your mind on a job, Flintstone, I'm going to have to report you to Mr. Slate.
1,000 pardons, O taskmaster. Mine mind is cluttered with tasks not akin to mine job.
Egad, what a ham thou is.
You better get rid of the clutter and start getting akin, or you're gonna be out where before you was in.
Yea, verily.
He's really flipped. He knows my name is Sanford, and he called me yea, verily.
Well, let's do the third act tonight. We haven't done it yet.
Who's going to play the part of Mr. Capulet Slate, Wilma?
I don't know yet. I'm trying to find someone.
I don't see why Fred doesn't do Romeo Rock and let me go back to Capulet Slate.
I've tried to talk him into it, but he flatly refuses. Now, let's read the third act. Oh, dear, I left my script home.
Yeah, I'll run over and get it for you, Wilma.
Oh, thank you, Barney. Fred will know where it is. He's home babysitting.
Sleep dwell upon thine eyes, peace upon thy breast. Would I were sleep and peace so sweet to rest. Hence will I to my ghostly father's cell, his help to crave, and my dear hap to tell. One and all. Okay. Then Juliet Stone says, believe me, love, it was the nightingale.
It was the lark, the herald of the morn, no nightingale, look, love. What envious streaks do lace the severing clouds?
Hold it, hold it, hold it. There's no doubt, Barney, you have all the words, but can't you just put a little feeling into it? It was the lark. The herald of the morn, no nightingale. Did you get that, Barn? The herald of the morn, no nightingale.
Oh, boy, what a hamasaurus.
Let's face it, Fred, you're the guy to play Romeo Rock.
Now, I told you not to say that again. I am no actor. Oh, hold it, Barn! Danger! Bridge out!
You say you're no actor, but you looked pretty good last night when you were doing the scene with Pebbles.
How do you know? Were you spying on me?
No, I just happened to come in and get the script.
Well, you better keep quiet about it.
Okay, Fred, whatever you say.
Now, let's get back to the script. When I say, come to me, fair Romeo Rock, forthwith, that is a cue for action.
Oh, yeah. That's where I climbed the balcony, huh?
Right. Barney, where are you?
On the balcony, Fred.
You're supposed to be driving!
You're supposed to be driving, old Juliet Stone! I don't think I read that line right, Fred.
Gadzooks!
Now what do you want?
Well, I didn't call you. I said Gadzooks. That's a quotation from Romeo Rock and Juliet Stone. But as long as you're here, you could do us a little favor.
Don't tell me. Let me guess. You had a little trouble with your car, and you're late for dress rehearsal, right?
Right.
How's that?
Fine, but it's a little awkward driving upside down.
Oh, very well. If you want to get technical. And away you go!
Hey, Fred, why not have Gazoo figure out a way to call off the show?
Call? Are you kidding? I wouldn't miss doing the part of Romeo Rock for all... that is, I mean, I wouldn't miss seeing you do the show for anything.
I like it better the way you said it the first time.
Okay, let's start the dress rehearsal. All right, Bond, make your entrance.
Juliet Stone, Juliet Stone, wherefore art thou?
No, 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 you don't say that. That's Wilma's line.
But I remember I'm supposed to be around here someplace.
That's right. You're kind of hiding around in the bushes. Go ahead, start hiding.
Romeo Rock, Romeo Rock, wherefore art thou, Romeo Rock?
Here I am, Wilma.
No, 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 come here, Barn.
What's wrong, Fred?
What's wrong? Everything. And will you stop tripping over your sword? Listen, Barney, if you were just being your old stupid self, there might be some excuse. But Gazoo snapped the whole script into your head. You can't make any mistakes.
Well, maybe Gazoo lost his power.
That's impossible. Now get back up there and think. I mean, think.
Romeo Rock, Romeo Rock, wherefore art thou, Romeo Rock?
Oh, fair Juliet Stone, Juliet Stone, at your feet there's something about a nightingale. Oh, yeah. And the lark of the moon.
Oh, Romeo Rock, thou had best be gone. The light, it grows.
With more light than dark our toes.
Oh, no, no, no. Woes, Barney, not toes. Okay, Betty, you do the nurse and the mother, both parts.
Juliet Stone, your mother is coming to your chamber.
Farewell, Juliet Stone. One kiss and I will descend.
Farewell, Juliet Stone. Oh, sorry, Fred.
Forget it. Here, study the script some more.
Fred, I can't see the show opening tomorrow night with Barney playing Romeo Rock. He's awful in the part. He's going to ruin the show.
Well, you should have thought of that when you gave the part to him.
Gave it to him? I offered it to you first, and you refused to do it.
And I am still refusing.
Well, there's no sense in kidding ourselves. We've got to get someone else.
Someone else? Well, how are you going to get anybody to learn the part overnight? Ooh. Not now, Dino. You've been rehearsing for 2 weeks. Unless...
Unless what?
Well, Barney. Barney will be okay. You wait and see. Everything will work out okay.
You need help, Barney. You're not ready for the show tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Don't yeah me, Barney Rubble. You're terrible in the part and you know it.
Of course I know I'm terrible. I'm trying to be.
You're trying to be, but why, for goodness sakes?
Betty, you don't know it, Wilma don't know it, and even Fred don't know it. But Fred wants to do the part. He knows every line in the show, too. Boy, that Bam Bam's a strong kid.
Can't you talk him into it?
Yeah, not a chance. The only way to get him to do it is with an emergency.
Well, you'd better think of an emergency soon, or we're going to have a flop on our hands. Bam Bam, put Daddy down. You're making Mother dizzy.
How's the strongest boy in the world, huh? Hey, did Bam Bam ever have the mumps, Betty?
What? What mumps? Did you see a swelling?
No, I didn't see any mumps. Did he ever have them is what I wanted to know.
Of course not. I wouldn't keep a thing like that from you.
Well, he's just about to have a beautiful case of them. And what's more, I understand they're very contagious.
Wilma Flintstone, Barney Rubble, and Romeo Rock and Juliet Stone. Looks like they're gonna have a full house.
15 minutes. Curtain going up in 15 minutes, Wilma.
Okay, Fred.
15 minutes, Bond. Bond, did you hear me? Barney!
What's the matter, Fred?
It's Bond. He's not in yet.
Is Betty here?
I don't know. I haven't seen her. Oh, boy, 15 minutes before curtain time and that guy isn't here. What a trooper.
Mumps.
Barn, hurry, get into your costume. The curtain goes up in 15 minutes.
Mumps. I got the mumps.
Mumps? You have the mumps? Oh, no, you can't have. How? When?
I caught them from Bum Bum.
Oh, not on opening night, Barn. No, tell me it's a joke, Barney, pal. You're just kidding, right? Oh, what are we going to do? Who's going to play the part?
You are, Fred.
Me? Me play the part? You're out of your mind.
You have to, Fred. The curtain's going up in 10 minutes.
Oh.
I'll be the laughingstock of the town. You have to do it.
Oh, boy. It looks like you'll be the laughingstock of town one way or the other. Oh, okay. I'll do it.
Let's start the show.
Ladies and gentlemen. Due to a sudden illness, Mr. Rubble will not be able to play the part of Romeo Rock.
Please.
However, Mr. Rubble's understudy, Mr. Flintstone, will take his place.
Okay, everybody, on stage. Everybody on stage.
How do I look, Barn?
Oh, great, Fred, just great. You are Romeo Rock.
Yeah? Thanks, Barn. Hey, where's your bandage?
Huh? Good luck, everybody. Get out there and wow 'em.
You cooked the whole thing up, didn't you, Barney?
Oh, let's face it, you know you want to do the part. Now, be honest with yourself.
Well...
Fred! Oh, Fred! It's terrible. It's awful.
I'll say it is. What's the matter with your voice?
My laryngitis. I can't talk above a whisper.
Laryngitis? Oh, no, you can't. You wouldn't.
I can, and I did. What are we going to do?
Call off the show, I hope.
Not yet. Hold everything. I got an idea.
That's all we need. Oh, boy.
Let's start the show.
Yeah.
A Romeo Rock with great entrance, friend. What do you do for an encore?
Romeo Rock, Romeo Rock, wherefore are you? Forsooth, thou speakest with a forked tongue.
Yeah, I sure do.
For this, I want a front row seat.
I hint, O Romeo Rock, be gone away.
But Juliet Stone, O fair one, I have but just overpoached your wall.
Overpoached or no overpoached, should mine folks walk in on us, methinks 'twould be curtains. Be gone, for the light grows.
More light, the more light, the darker our toes.
Woes, woes.
I know, I know.
Oh, no, I can't stand it.
Toes? Schmoes?
You cannot stay. I hear my mother, not far, but near.
Oh, madam.
Yes, nurse?
Yes, nurse?
Your lady mother is coming.
Hasten, O Romeo Rock, depart.
Farewell, farewell. One kiss, and I will descend.
Let's skip that part, Alfred.
You know it. So farewell, Juliet Stone, farewell!
Watch it, Fred! Romeo Rock!
Barney, careful!
Methinks we goofed.
Yay, verily!
What a showstopper!
What's taken Barney so long with the morning papers?
Oh, I don't know, and I'm just afraid to read the reviews.
I hope the critics were kind.
Here you are, folks. Get your morning papers hot off the press.
What did they say?
I didn't stop to read them.
Oh, listen to this, right on the front page. Romeo Rock and Juliet Stone turns out to be a smash comedy.
It says here, Wilma Flintstone's PTA production, A Sparkling Spoof, could succeed on Broad Rock Way.
Hey, how about this? Fred Flintstone as Romeo Rock was a definite comedy hit. Ha ha! Oh, boy.
Whoa! Listen, the part of Juliet Stone was enacted with comic genius. The young lady who played it was a last-minute substitute, so is unknown to this columnist. If she reads this, all I can say is I'd like to meet her. Hello, Dolly.
Hello, Dolly.
You've got talent, Barney.
Even if it was hidden under a wig.
True, true. A star is born. Right, Romeo Rock?
Right, Juliet Stone.